It began a year ago with a Facebook post. A public charter school teacher wanted the world to know that she and her students from her Dorchester school experienced racism during a field trip to the Museum of Fine Arts, Boston. Her post resulted in an investigation and now an unprecedented agreement in which the MFA will commit $500,000 to diversity initiatives. More from WBUR's Cristela Guerra.
Attorney General Maura Healey hailed the agreement as an innovative, forward-looking, and collaborative approach. It was created with input from community partners, museum officials, and the students and school staff who were harassed and allegedly discriminated against during a visit to the MFA.
I think that what we tried to achieve here, and everyone was a willing participant, was an agreement, a commitment that really is the first of its kind, because it really acknowledges that systemic racism and unconscious bias persists in government, in business, and even across cultural institutions.
Marvelyn Lamy, the teacher who brought her students on the field trip from the Helen Y. Davis Leadership Academy, was pleased with the outcome, but says she knows implementation will take time.
I feel like when we look forward, this will help other students, other people of color in the city of Boston, or who are even just visiting, to feel welcome and included in a space that is meant for all people.
The $500,000 will go toward collaborating with the school and community engagement. Under the agreement, the MFA will hire an external consultant to focus on diversity and inclusion, institute an anti-discrimination and anti-harassment policy, and issue biannual reports to the public. The museum will also build partnerships with communities, schools, and artists of color. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.